this kind of self-love is so important. And then, as we sang and indicated in the passage from which that last song came, the way we love self will determine how we love neighbor. The second great commandment says, love your neighbor as yourself. If you don't love yourself, how are you going to love your neighbor? And Paul takes it a little further and brings it a little closer home. In Ephesians 5, he says, husbands, love your wives as your own bodies. Now, did you hear that? Husbands, love your wives as your own body. How can you love your wife if you don't respect yourself? You don't have that kind of self-love that we're talking about. How are you going to reach out to the wife or the husband or the children or the parents in the family? He says the love for the spouse comes out of the proper kind of respect for yourself. And I think it may be unspoken and yet perhaps understood, if we'll stop and think about it, that we use that many times when we are selecting mates. Do we not look for someone who has that self-respect and self-esteem? Don't you want somebody that will be your husband or wife who believes in himself or herself and has confidence in what he can do in life? Husbands, love your wives as yourself. 1 John 4:20 says we can't love God unless we love the brother. And we've just shown that we can't love the brother in the right way unless we love self. You put those two together in a mathematical situation, and you've got the end result saying you don't love God like you should unless you love yourself. How can you love God if you don't love one of God's creatures? And you are one of God's creatures. You are one of God's beings that he has created. Even the teacher is told to take respect or have respect for himself and his doctrine. 1 Timothy 4:16, elders are told to take heed to themselves and to the church. Acts 20 and verse 28. Teachers again are told in Romans 2, if you're going to teach somebody else, teach yourself. And there in Galatians 6, did you notice in the first verse, he says before you can help somebody else, you need to consider yourself. Self-love is needed. Now you see why we said this morning self-love is condemned and self-love is commanded. Self-love is bad and self-love is good. It's the kind of self-love that we're talking about. If we're talking about selfishness, envy, covetousness, pride, boastfulness, oh, we need to put that aside from us and get out of that selfishness and start looking toward others and looking toward God. But if we're talking about self-respect and self-esteem and confidence that is based on our relationship with Jesus Christ, we're talking about something that is not only good, but I underscore and say to you again tonight, something that is necessary for success in life. Let a man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself and not in another. I really believe, folks, that what we're talking about today is right down where the rubber meets the road. I think it's right down there at the foundation. And that we have got to come up with this proper perspective as we look at self. Not love self in a selfish way, but respect self as God's creation. And then out of that kind of self-love, reach out to neighbor and to family and to friend and to God. And our love for each of those can be greater. Now let me ask you another question. If you were advising somebody tonight who is exactly like you are, what would you advise them to do? Would you advise them to love and respect self as you do? Especially, let me address this to those of you who are not Christians. And those who may be wrestling with a problem that keeps you from having the right relationship with God at this moment. If you love yourself as you should, particularly love your soul as you should, what should you do tonight? To answer that question, now come back to what I just said a moment ago. If you were advising somebody else who is exactly like you about his life at this point, as the challenges are before us, what would you advise that person to do? If you would advise that person to go on just like you are, then keep on going on. If you would advise that person to make things right, if there's a problem with others and a problem with God, then you need to do the same thing. If you would advise that person to be baptized into Christ and be a Christian and live the Christian life, you need to do the same thing. If you were talking to somebody else who's exactly like you at this moment, what advice would you give relative to self-respect and self-esteem and confidence? Would you advise that person to come to Christ? If you would, you're the one who needs to come as together we stand in